Okay, guys, what's up? It's been a minute. Yeah. But anyways, I'm back, and today we are going to be reading the top 10 most disturbing unexplained mysteries in the world. Which, if you want to go check out this website for yourself after you've listened to this, it's www.therichest.com/rich-list/most-shocking/top-10-10-most-disturbing-unexplained-mysteries-in-the-world/. And if you can't remember all of what I said, I will put this link in the description so you won't have to worry about memorizing the URL. Anyway, let's get started. Let's cue the music. All right, let's start this. There are some mysteries that have persisted throughout the years, tales that gain momentum each time they are told until they pass into the realm of legend. These legends are passed down and retold without our ever having any real chance of learning the actual facts. Others, more recent mysteries, even today, are actively minded for the truth with hopes of being solved once and for all. Many old mysteries are still the focus of amateur investigators and cold case detectives, hoping they will be the ones to find the one piece of elusive evidence. Now, when it said amateur investigators, I don't know if I it bleh. I don't know if I'd exactly include myself in that, but my thinking was, oh, kind of like me, but, you know, I'm just interested, like, in hearing this type of stuff. Yes, it would be quite nice to find something and be an amateur investigator, like, as a teenager, but I don't think I'm actually that. I just like to talk about it on this podcast. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. Hoping they will be the ones to find that one piece of elusive. excuse me. Some are just oddities that make us ponder just what really happened or is happening in this great big world around us. Do we have the answers to everything? A truthful scientist might say no, by a long shot. Are the answers to many of the world's greatest unexplained mysteries even something we can understand? Would the real answers disturb us even more so than the mystery itself? Is it possible? Because it is possible. Because, to be truthful, some mysteries are just downright creepy, bordering on the uncanny. What follows are some of the most persistent mysteries from around the globe that, despite many investigations past and present, defy solving. In fact, in spite of tireless efforts, these mysteries may never be definitively solved. They are ranked in terms of age of the mystery and the declining probability that they might be solved anytime soon. And, yeah. The first one is Superman of Macclesfield. When you're piloting a large aircraft through the skies, you expect to see a few sights, but you'd never expect to see a man whiz past you at the altitude of 3,500 feet. That is just what That is just what pilots of an Airbus 320 claim they saw in June 2014. That was 5 years ago, as they were passing over Macclesfield en route to Manchester Airport in England. The pilots claim the flying man threw within 100 meters of their aircraft and left them stunned. They were baffled as to how he was moving through the air, as they could see no parachute canopy. The pilots reported the sighting to air traffic control, but radar checks reported no signs of any parachutists or paragliders in the area at that time. The mystery aviator has been dubbed the Superman of Macclesfield. Okay, so my logical thinking is that this is all just, like, one big fib, because science would say that no person could actually have the ability to fly without being in an airplane, having a parachute, a paraglider. So, yeah, that's the logical side, which is kind of what I'm thinking this is, that it's just one of the pilots or several of the pilots got together and said, hey, let's just make up this big story that we saw a man just flying on his own near the Airbus. But on the other hand, it might be real. Who knows? I don't know. Number 9 is the Baltic Sea Anomaly. In June 2011, divers from the Ocean X team, a Swedish-based Swedish-based Norway-based salvage group were searching the Baltic Sea when they came upon a fascinating formation, which has since been dubbed the Baltic Anomaly. This anomaly is a 197-foot, which is 60 meters diameter, circular rock-like formation on the ocean floor at a depth of 275 feet, 85 meters. It rests on a tall pillar and has a structure similar to a staircase leading to a dark hole. The anomaly rests at the end of what resembles a 980 feet, which is 300 meters, skid mark or runway. Some speculate it is a vintage World War II structure, a sunken relic, or even a downed flying saucer. We can only wait for more in-depth investigation. Now, there are pictures on this website, along with the mystery, like, the story. And it has a picture of what the people who found it saw. And it is a faraway picture, so when I saw it at first, I thought it was just, like, some type of weird, like, machine gun type thing, but they described stairs, which makes me think that this picture is actually taken from very, very far away, and that this is actually a very large structure. Perhaps it is the remains of, like, a ancient city which had strange architecture or something. I don't want to completely rule out the UFO thing, but we have no, like, real proof. Well, we do have some evidence that aliens or UFOs might exist, but, you know, it's like, I'm not gonna deny the fact that it could possibly be a UFO. I don't know what it is. It looks strange. Who knows? It may just be, like, Atlantis, the lost city of Atlantis. If you've ever heard of that, that could have very much been real, and this could be it. Number 8 is Mariana Trench Mystery Shark. And there's actually a video for this, which you can watch on the website. In 1989, during a simple research experiment in Surigay Bay, at a depth of almost a mile, which is 1.5 kilometers, not far from the Mariana Trench, Japanese scientists witnessed something incredible, and they got it on video. Scientists were researching deep marine life and had placed a container with bait on the seafloor. A camera was attached to see what kind of aquatic life would investigate. Numerous deep water sharks and fish came around, but unexpectedly, a very large shark entered the frame. The shark was so huge that the other sharks attempting to scatter couldn't avoid running into it and being deflected off. The massive shark is unidentified and hard to measure, with estimates placing it at 30 to 50 feet, which is 9 to 15 meters in length. An accurate measurement is difficult as the size of the bait trap is unknown. It sounds like these Japanese scientists found an unknown breed of shark. given that this was almost maybe a mile underwater, which may or may not, I don't know how close that is to, like, the bottom of the ocean, but the bottom of the ocean does hold some mysterious creatures, we all know that. So this could, or maybe it's a new breed of shark, because evolution is a thing, and 30 to 50 feet, wow, that's a lot. Wow. But it could possibly be like, the only thing I'm thinking is like, is that it's a shark breed that's been around for a while, just humans have not discovered it yet, or possibly it's a brand new breed that has not appeared until like the 1980s. Yeah. Number 7, UVB-76. UVB-76 is the name used to refer to a mysterious shortwave radio station that has been broadcasting continuously since 1982. Using the frequency 4625 kHz, the station broadcasts short monotonous buzz sounds at a rate of approximately 25 tones per minute, 24 hours a day, which is all day. Yeah, that's gotta be the most boringest station to listen to. I feel sorry for the people that only get that station and nothing else, so they can't listen to the radio. Occasionally, the buzzing stops and a voice is heard, speaking in Russian, briefly before the steady buzzing resumes once more. Well then. Some of the transmissions have been revealed, other names that could be called, signs or some sort of station identification. UVB-76 was the common reference until 2010, when the station began to refer itself as MDZHB, though there are several theories about the nature and reasons for the broadcast, the actual purpose has never been confirmed and remains a mystery and constant source of speculation. When they mentioned the Russians part, I was like, thinking, I'm kind of thinking that it could possibly be like Russia's government doing some weird things. If this happened in America, it doesn't say the location where it happens, so I'm only led to assume that it was somewhere within the States, or maybe it's some other country, just, I don't know. I'm moving on. Number 6, the 52 hertz whale. Oof, he looked like a big boy. For over 25 years, marine biologists have monitored a song from a whale in the North Pacific. Ooh. So it's a song from this breed of whale, this species. Most whales sing at a frequency of one. Dang it! I can't talk! Most whales sing at a frequency of 10 to 20 hertz. This particular whale sings at a higher pitch of 52 hertz. As a result, researchers have never had a return response, leaving the creature to be known as the world's loneliest whale. Aw, poor guy. He's just looking for a friend. Only he sings higher than other whales. Who knows, maybe something will happen and there will be a whale that sings just as high as him. No one can be that lonely forever. Since whales typically sing at a much lower frequency, the 52 Hz whale would seem to be speaking a different language to other whales, if they can hear him at all. So basically, to other whales, he is this whale is the mute whale. Not necessarily like literally mute, but he just they possibly just can't hear him. The sounds have deepened slightly since 1992, indicative of the whale having matured or grown. So there's a likely chance that he could find a mate once he gets older. Researchers have so far been unable to identify the whale's species, but they speculate that he could be deformed or a hybrid of different species. That would explain why he sings at a higher frequency than other whales. Though his movements can be tracked by his sounds, he has never been seen and is so far the only one of its kind detected. Number 5, the Flatwoods Monster. And what kind of. I'm looking at the picture. What kind of. What? What is that? It looks like an old woman with big eyes and she's angry and her, what I assume is a mouth. It's like she has big lips and has like this weird headdress type thing on, but the hands? Is this someone's drawing of like what they saw, or maybe they just drew this creature, put it out into the world, and people are like, oh, it's a real life monster! I don't know. We'll read the story. This creature was first sighted in Flatwoods in Braxton County, West Virginia, in September 1952. Witnesses describe it as being 7 feet tall. That's tall, which is 2.1 meters, I assume is what it's saying, with a dark body and a glowing face. So, this monster can be seen in the dark. Just imagine, like, you're walking in the dark woods at night, which I don't know who would do that. 'Cause I'm afraid of the dark. I would not do that by myself. And so, like, you're walking in the dark woods at night, and you just see this glowing face just coming for you. I would run. Its head is horizontally elongated with a large circular cowl. I assume that's how you say it, appearing behind it. With some sort of exoskeleton and long arms with claw-like fingers, so it can scratch you. The first of numerous sightings involved a group of boys who were investigating a bright red object that shot across the night sky. Do not investigate everything you see. Okay. They found a large, pulsing red orb with a pungent, foggy mist that made their eyes and noses burn. Then just, like, get away from it if it's doing that. Some people are so dumb. The light of their flashlight revealed an unidentified creature close to a nearby tree. It let out a piercing, hissing sound before gliding up towards them. The fear-stricken group immediately fled the area. Okay, that's smart. No adequate explanation has ever been given. Number four, the bloop. And I don't know what kind of picture this is, but I'm assuming it's of the bloop. Or something related to the bloop. The bloop is the name given to an ultra-low frequency and exceedingly strong underwater sound detected several times by the U.S. nation Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or the NOAA, in 1997. The source was roughly triangulated to coordinates 50 degrees south, 100 degrees west, in the South Pacific Ocean, west of the southern tip of South Africa. The sound's audio profile contains a rapid variation in frequency, closely resembling that of a living creature, such as a whale, though several times louder than that of the loudest recorded species, the blue whale. So this could be a new species of whale. It could be deformed, just like our buddy who sings at 52 hertz. It could just be another lonely, lonely whale, because he's deformed. But there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with looking different than every other person out there. Or maybe sounding different. This leads many to speculate on the possibility that some creature larger than the largest known whale is lurking deep in the ocean depth. Like I said, the bottom of the ocean, there is really no telling what could actually be down there. Like, it is so dark down there. We don't know what types of creatures could be living down there. Number three, SS Orang Medan. This is a classic ghost ship tale. We do have a ghost story on this podcast. The story first appeared in a series of articles in a Dutch Indonesian newspaper in 1948. So way, 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 way back when. The story goes that in 1947, two American ships traversing the Strait of Malacca picked up a distress call from the Dutch merchant ship Orang Medan. The message was in Morse code and reported that the captain and all officers were dead. A few moments later, two more words came through, "I die," then silence. So, if in Morse code it said all the captain and basically everyone on the ship was dead, who sent out the message? Someone's trying to... This kind of sounds like the captain could be calling from the afterlife. When one of the ships located and boarded the Orang Medan, the ship was reportedly found littered with corpses, with their mouths gaping open, eyes staring, no visible signs of trauma, and no survivors. Soon, a fire broke out in a cargo hold, making the boarding party quickly evacuate. The ship then erupted with an explosion and sunk to the depths. The mysterious deaths were never explained. Wow. And I'm assuming that this was unsolved. I could see why it could be unsolved. Because I have no explanation. Like, if they don't know what happened to the corpses, there's no signs of trauma, And they didn't say this, but if there was no wounds on the body, but maybe it could just, like, have been a gas-type thing, or... I don't know, it's not up to me to solve these. Number two, the Tamim Shud case. I cannot talk today. The Tamim Shud case is an unsolved mystery involving the corpse of an unidentified man that was found in December 1948 in South Australia. The case is so called for the phrase Tamim Shud, meaning ended or finished in Persian, which was printed on a scrap of paper found in a hidden pocket of the deceased man's pants. He named his own case. The body was found The body was found on the Somorton beach, lying in the sand with his head resting on the sea wall. I don't know what a sea wall is. So, his legs extended and his feet crossed, which he had a half-smoked cigarette resting on the right collar of his coat, held in position by his cheek. The mystery has been the subject of intense speculation and amateur investigation regarding the identity of the unidentified man, the events leading up to his death, as well as the cause of his death. Well, with knowing that he possibly smoked cigarettes, it could have been just like type of lung cancer. And maybe he knew it, maybe he didn't, but I don't know. That's my thinking, only from one little detail of the cigarette being there. Number one, the Hinterkaifeck massacre. So this is a murder case. Hinterkaifeck is a small farm hidden in the Bavarian woods of Germany. It is the site of one of the most perplexing unsolved crimes in German history. On Friday, March 31st, 1922, the six residents of the farm were brutally murdered with a pickaxe-like tool called a mattock. The victims were an elderly married couple, their daughter, and her two children, as well as the maid. It is believed that the family was lured out to the barn one by one, where their heads were split apart by a single swift blow. The bodies were found the following Monday, all meticulously stacked and covered. Evidence points to the killer staying on the farm over the weekend after committing the murders. As fresh food was eaten in the kitchen, the cattle were fed daily, and smoke from the fireplace was seen by neighbors. However, no valuables were taken. So this could have just been someone that the family knew, because this person knew where the farm was located, obviously. Or it was just some crazy person that stumbled upon the farm, had Maybe they were just like some psychopath that stumbled upon the farm and did this crime. Or maybe someone the family knew had a personal vendetta against them. That could be likely. And that is all. All right, that was the top 10 most disturbing unexplained mysteries in the world. Again, I will post the URL in the description of this episode, which I'm not going to number because, honestly, why even? But the website name is therichest.com. For this specific article, I will post the URL in the description. I'm not saying the URL again because it is long. And anyways, that's all we have for today. Hope you guys have a great day, a great life, great whatever. I will see you next time. So stay tuned. Bye!